Lesserson, Bramson, and Treen exchanged glances. Then the Moth turned his attention back to Jaxton. I suppose, since I'm safely in my own home with droids poised ready to stop you, that now might be a good time to tell you that I am the one behind the Freedom Flight, said Lesserson. He smiled inwardly. It took a great deal to shock Jaxton, and the man was now staring like a slack-jawed idiot. Perova, too, looked startled, but she managed not to gape, and a small smile turned up the corners of her full lips. Stephen Thal revealed his surprise only with a quick flash of his pale blue-gray eyes. Otherwise, his expression remained unchanged.
You're the mastermind behind this? Perova asked.
Mastermind is not quite the correct word.
Lesserson nodded to the droid, who poured him another cup of caff.
You should all know by now that I make it my business to know what is going on in as many places as possible. One never knows when the perfect opportunity will arise. Intelligence reached me some time ago that there were small, isolated events involving rebelling slaves on a few distant worlds. Nothing that would attract any real attention from anyone. When I looked into it, I realized that it could potentially be turned to my advantage.
Unleashing this madness on the galaxy? Jaxton's voice was rising. This is something I'd expect from the Solos, or someone else of that temperament, not from a Moth.
Lesserson refused to let Jaxton's sputtering rattle him.
Think about it, he said. Think of what a fire wasp's nest it could become for any politician who had to deal with it, especially someone who opted to come down on the quote-unquote morally wrong side of the situation. Someone like Dalla.
Jaxton's expression changed.
Ah, now I see.
When Senator Treen first approached me, Lesserson continued, she very wisely recommended that we have a crisis ready to erupt at some point.
What was it you said, my dear?
You were working on some useful potential crises, and perhaps I could as well?
Indeed. I believe that was precisely how I phrased it.
Well, it turned out I had a perfect crisis all ready to erupt.
So, it was in existence before, but now you're running this show, Jaxton pressed. What happens if it's traced back to you?
As I believe I just said, no, I'm not running the show, and tracing anything back to me would be quite impossible. I organized a few things at the outset, and then let it do what it would.
The late little Deveronian interviewer who was so passionate about the Freedom Flight had it quite right. The chain of command is clear only for a few links. He sighed, glancing at his calf. It had worked splendidly. For a while. The attempted assassination of Admiral Nekpwa II,
which Lesserson, Bramson, and Jaxton had also arranged when it became clear that he would not willingly join with them,
coincided beautifully with the greatest surge of the various uprisings. At first, Lesserson had lamented that Bois too had survived, but the tension that the coma coverage had generated in the public eye had also played into their hands.